At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's a game day edition. Hornets will host the LA Clippers this evening, 6 p.m. tip time. If you're within shouting distance, come join us at Spectrum Center for a Easter Sunday edition of Hornets basketball. Tickets are available at Hornets.com. Hornets versus Clippers means possible matchup of Brandon Miller versus Paul George. Significant, of course, because of the well-publicized fandom Miller has of Paul George. He's called him his GOAT, one of his idols, his basketball inspirations, if you will, just trying to take pieces of Paul George's game and put it into his own. And that topic was the focus of a fantastic piece available on ESPN.com by Om Young Misuk, a writer for ESPN based in LA, who had actually come out to the Queen City to talk to Miller in anticipation of that article. And he was kind enough to join us in studio and talk about Paul George being the model for not just Brandon Miller, but for a whole new generation of players. So Om was kind enough to join us in studio. And now that the piece is out, we're excited to have you here from the author himself. So we welcome Om Young Misuk to the Hornets Hivecast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We're thrilled to have you. Give us a little bit of the thought process here on Brandon Miller and the inspiration that he's derived, obviously, from Paul George. He's talked about it quite a bit, but now you're stretching it a little bit more here to make it a bigger story. Your thoughts on maybe the impact Paul George has had on this up-and-coming generation, the post-Kobe and maybe, to a certain extent, pre-LeBron or in the midst of LeBron. I'm not sure what we would call the generation that's been inspired by him, but obviously it's had an impact.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool because you think a lot of kids growing up want to be like LeBron or they want to be like Steph, and there seems to be more and more people that want to be like Paul George. And when Brandon Miller said that Paul George was his GOAT, I think it raised a lot of eyebrows. And so, but I don't think he's alone. So, you know, I wanted to talk to him about Paul George's impact on him. I'm around the Clippers a lot in Los Angeles, so, and I think, you know, most people, and Paul George has openly talked about this, about how, like, most people have kind of dragged him through social media, I think, at times, you know, whether they nicknamed him Pandemic P or really harped on some of his faults. But to some of these kids like Brandon, that doesn't matter. Maybe that actually makes him a little more personable to them. But I think they see a guy who is, like, 6'8", who can shoot, who can defend, who can dunk. He's got a very smooth game. And so I think it's very easy to try to emulate Paul George. And I think what we've seen with Brandon Miller, certainly he's kind of got a similar build, especially when Paul first came in the league in Indiana. And I think we're seeing these kids that watched Paul at Indiana, and they talk about, like, oh, yeah, the first Paul George I remember was Indiana Paul George against the Miami Heat in the playoffs. And so I think from that point on, you have now some people now getting into the league some people who have already been in the league and other people in the high school ranks who probably want to be like Paul.
It feels like a more nuanced view of who to look up to. Obviously, a lot of kids are going to look up to the person regarded as the best player of the generation. So the Michael Jordan, the Kobe Bryant, the LeBron James, that happens naturally. They're the best of their generation. And so people kind of fall in love with them and want to emulate them. Then there's others where maybe you emulate the body type. Steph Curry has been such an inspiration for smaller guards, small being a relative term, but you know, kids out there who might not be the biggest on their team see someone who can light it up from anywhere on the floor and want to do that. Or taller players see a Giannis Antetokounmpo who can drive the lane, or a Kevin Durant who can shoot. They try and emulate that. Brandon Miller's idol here, Paul George, from NBA standpoint, is kind of a normal-sized player. He's not extraordinarily tall, or he's not a Giannis per se. It's how he plays the game that seems to be the inspiration more so than a body type or something like that.
Yeah, and I think, like, it opened a debate. You know, when people heard it, probably, and he mentioned this about, like, the media kind of got on him, the reaction was like, you know, what? Paul George, you're a GOAT? He's not saying Paul George is the GOAT. He's saying Paul George is my GOAT. And I think that that was interesting. You have to remember that. He's not entering the argument where, and listen, there's a lot of takes out there on who the greatest of all time is, LeBron James or Michael Jordan. Me personally, I came from the era of Michael Jordan. I watched Michael Jordan. I saw him live. I got to cover him at times, and there will not be another Michael Jordan. And I'm in Los Angeles where I see LeBron James all the time. And listen, LeBron James, I think I agree with Doc Rivers. LeBron James has had the greatest career of all time, but the greatest player of all time to me is still Michael Jordan, from what I saw, how he would win games, how he was so driven. I mean, he was going to just kill everybody on the court to get what he wanted. But I think what Brandon Miller is just saying, and I think people maybe took that out of context, was that he's just saying Paul George is my GOAT, not LeBron James. Paul George, to me personally, he's not saying I think the greatest of all time is Paul George. So I think maybe people jumped on him early for that. But I think, you know, you got to remember, for everybody out there, they have a favorite player, and it doesn't – I think just because he used the word GOAT, maybe it triggered people, but that's perfectly fine. And then I kind of like that about Brandon Miller, and I liked that he didn't back down after that too.
Can you give us some insight as to some of the pieces that Brandon Miller most looks up to about Paul George, or the things that you're finding a lot of other younger players want to emulate about Paul George that maybe the average fan doesn't think of, because he's an all-star player. He's one of the greats of his era. But as you mentioned, he's not considered a LeBron. So there's going to be more subtleties there in his game that some of these players are trying to tap into that the every fan just doesn't recognize on its face.
I would just say, for Brandon Miller and for Charlotte Hornets fans, they should be encouraged by the fact that he looks at Paul George and says, the first thing I see and I want to be is a two-way player. I don't think you have a lot of guys that come in the league who say they want to be a two-way player and emulate somebody like that. Most of them focus on offense. Most of them focus on flashy moves or whatever it may be. I think Brandon Miller wants to be a well-rounded player. And with Paul George, when he first came in the league, he knew that in order to get on the court, he had to play defense, and then the offense would come. And a lot of people think of Paul George as more of an offensive player, but certainly he is a two-way guy and one of the best at it. And I think Brandon Miller wants to emulate that, and I think that's a very good thing for the Charlotte Hornets.
One of the things I've been doing this entire rookie season for Brandon Miller is anytime the Hornets play a player type that seems to resemble Brandon Miller, either where they were taken in the draft, body type, style of play, being a shooter primarily, seen as that being their top skill, I'd like to compare their rookie seasons to Brandon. So we've done this with Paul George before. Paul obviously was in a different space on his team, and his team was in a different position when he was brought into the league at age 20, but he averaged 8 points per game. He was a below 30% three-point shooter, played on average 20 minutes per game, was primarily an off-the-bench player and not a starter. And Brandon clearly is putting up some very impressive numbers, 15 points per game. He's one of the top three-point shooters in his rookie class, 37%. What does it say about Brandon Miller and his potential ceiling that he's doing what he's doing in year one, when you can make those comparisons statistically to other players that fit the mold for him, like a Brandon Ingram or a Paul George.
Yeah, I think Brandon is, and Paul would say this, Brandon is ahead of him at this stage of their careers, you know, compared to when Paul came in the league. When Paul came in the league, I think he was behind Danny Granger. And so, like, he had to find his way to fit in. And also, he was like a mid-lottery pick. Brandon Miller, obviously, the number two overall pick. So I think Paul George, I think, has even said, like, I think he told me, like, I didn't come in this smooth. It had to develop. And Brandon Miller is already got like a certain smoothness to his game already. His recent tear where he basically had 4 20-point games, I think that's very impressive for someone coming in with only like what, one year in college, right? Because a lot of these rookies, I think what you look for is consistency. Yeah, the number one overall pick at times, like Paolo Banchero last year, they can rack up those type of games, especially if they have the opportunity. What I like is Brandon's certainly got a lot of opportunities, unfortunately, because of a lot of injuries. But you want to see that type of consistency. And I know the last two games haven't been like that. And he's had, you know, maybe foul trouble the other day and there was a blowout. But to see four games like that, you know the progress is coming. And I think in a tough season for the Charlotte Hornets, where there's been a lot of losing, what you want to focus on is the core that you're trying to build on and see them build together. You have to look at, like, basically the wins within the losses, I guess. And so, to me, you want to see LaMelo Ball develop a rapport with Brandon Miller. And, of course, LaMelo's been out for a little bit, just coming back. But you want to see these young players, if they're going to get the minutes, you want to see them improve and make strides. And I think, like, Steve Clifford has said this, it's not necessarily what you see statistically as well on the court. It's what you see behind the scenes, how, what their work ethic is, what they're working on, how they're trying to improve their games. That's where the strides are going to be, especially for a team like the Charlotte Hornets, because, you know, you really want to develop these players because you've had such high draft picks. And I watched Brandon Miller in college. I think he has a lot of potential. I see some of the highlights from L.A. I saw the dunk the other night. So I even joked with him because he had said on Paul George's podcast that he was looking for his Birdman moment, which is, you know, when Paul George had that massive dunk in the playoffs on Birdman. And so I asked him, I said, was that your Birdman dunk? He goes, no. He goes, it's coming soon. And I said, so you need to come down the lane and dunk on someone. And he said, yes.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Aum Myung-Misook, NBA reporter for ESPN, our guest today here on the Hornets Hivecast, talking about Brandon Miller, the potential future he has here with Charlotte, and his GOAT, we'll put it that way, we'll use his term, in Paul George. You cover Paul a lot, being in L.A. What does Paul George say about either the group coming up that aspires to be like him in general, or Brandon Miller in particular?
You know, I think he said this on his pod, too, that, you know, he likes Brandon Miller's game a lot and can see... Certainly, I think the imprint that he's had on Brandon and Brandon's obviously said on the pod that he's tried to steal some of Paul's moves and emulate them, whether it be like a step back or the obviously the two-way game. So I think, you know, Paul wants to be basically kind of like a mentor. He had Kobe Bryant as his mentor. And so I think he's now at the stage of his career where he's trying to pass it on to others. And it's not just Brandon Miller. It's other younger players that may come up to him, too. I think Paul's been pretty open about that and very good about that. And he also works with like a lot of younger high school kids or AAU, things like that, in the summertime. And he also works out a lot in California. So I asked Brandon Miller if they're going to get a workout in, and Brandon said that's coming soon, too. So I would imagine probably at some point next summer, Brandon Miller is going to make it out to L.A. to work out with Paul George.
Definitely something to be excited about. Last one for you. The game is always evolving and improving, and players, you know, looking for ways to better themselves. If Brandon Miller continues on this track and ascends to an all-star level and maybe contending for an MVP level one day, what furthering of his game do you see in his future? Can he be a Paul George type and be the leader of an NBA championship team? Or what do you foresee for him from what you've seen so far in his rookie year?
I mean, sure, why not? I think when you look at, he obviously has the you know, the potential and the tools, the athleticism. I think what I like about Brandon Miller that I've seen from afar, I obviously don't get to be around him every day, but he seems like there's a quiet confidence to him and a little bit of a fearlessness. I mean, from just the interview he gave about the workout in Charlotte with Michael Jordan watching. And I get it. He's like a young guy, and he didn't grow up maybe revering Michael Jordan the way that I did or in the way that I saw many people do. But for him to just be like, oh, you know what? My GOAT is Paul George. As far as when I was working out, Michael Jordan was just maybe another guy in the room. I was just like, you know, that I did, I think to me took me back. And then he said something like, you know, Michael was talking trash to him and he gave it back to Michael. And you can say what you want to say and maybe think like, man, does this guy really want to do that with Michael Jordan? You know, but I think to him, that's the confidence he has. Like, he's not going to back down from anyone, let alone Michael Jordan. I think some people would see Michael Jordan and they just might go into a shell a little bit. Not him. He's not scared of anyone. I think that's something that I like about him. And he certainly looks like he has the drive and wants to be good and wants to be the best version of him. And I think when he talks about wanting to be a two-way player, I think that's a good goal for him to have, because as Paul will tell you, he didn't come in as a finished product. He worked his way to where he is today. And so I think if he follows this right path, if he listens to Paul George and uses Paul George as a mentor and talks to him on the regular, I think that's only going to help him out. So I like the potential he has. I think with all good rookies, what you hope for is that they don't spend too much time on a team that is constantly rebuilding and loot and, you know, enduring a lot of losses, because at some point that will have an impact on them. You want them to learn how to win games and be around a winning team, a winning culture, and know what that value is and how to win games. And so hopefully with the Hornets, that will eventually turn around. I feel the same way with LaMelo. I love LaMelo's game. I love LaMelo. I've covered Lonzo Ball in Los Angeles. And so I've seen LaMelo since he was like a kid coming to watch Lonzo play. And so, you know, obviously, LaMelo has to stay healthy. But I think you also want him to eventually start winning games, to know what that means, how to win those games, especially because he's the point guard, to become a winning player. And a lot of this is beyond his control. But I think eventually in the next season or two or three, hopefully those two guys will start learning what it's like to win games.
Hopefully good health and a lot of quality wins are coming up soon here in the Queen City. Om Young Misook, ESPN staff writer, kind enough to join us today on the HHC. Definitely encourage you to check out the piece available now on ESPN.com titled Paul George is the Model for a New Generation of NBA Players and NBA 2K Gamers Alike. Just published earlier this week, a couple of days ago. And the lead paragraph, it's all Brandon Miller. Long before he impressed Michael Jordan during his summer workout ahead of the Charlotte Hornets selecting him second overall in the 2023 NBA Draft, Brandon Miller discovered his GOAT while browsing YouTube. Lots of Miller references in here and lots of great items for you to take in. Definitely encourage you to check it out on ESPN.com. All right, it is a game day edition of the HHC. Coming up next, we'll have Rob Longo join me, and we'll preview Hornets versus Clippers here on the Hornets Ivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Sam Farber and now Rob Longo here with me on the HHC as we get you ready for Hornets versus Clippers round two this season. Hornets looking to grab a win over the Clippers. It was a close one, but not quite a W the first time around in Los Angeles right around the turn of the new year. Hornets fall 113-104. That was a game they had to play without Brandon Miller. As of the recording of this podcast, we don't have any injury updates for you, but fingers crossed we'll see B-Mill versus Paul George for the first time on an NBA floor tonight at Spectrum Center. Rob, you know how these things work. We need players to watch from both sides as well as a statistic to watch. Where do you want to begin?
Let's go ahead and just start with a Clippers player to watch. The Clippers coming off a 197 win in Orlando the other night on Friday, and I'm going to take one of the guys that's one of the best to ever do it. It's Kawhi Leonard. 29 points in that game. He had 11 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. When he's healthy, I mean, he is one of the best ones still out there, even though he's starting to get a little bit older in age there. But, man, Kawhi Leonard's just so darn good for this Clippers team. I know that they have a lot of weapons now with getting James Harden, and they've always, of course, had Paul George in that arsenal as well, and Russell Westbrook. You got a guy that has the most triple-doubles in NBA history coming off the bench. There's a lot of star power on that team, but I think Kawhi Leonard's kind of the cog in the machine in a sense that when he's healthy and he's fully able to go, he makes that much of a difference still offensively and defensively. And unfortunately, the Hornets saw that last year when he hit that dagger here at Spectrum Center late in the game. But yeah, and I don't think I have to go into too much detail to say that Kawhi Leonard's my player to watch.
Can't argue with it. I'll take the low-hanging fruit here because we just talked about him and had Ohm talk about him in the piece that he just wrote, centered around the superstar for now the Clippers, who was one of the inspirations for Brandon Miller. Give me Paul George. He's had another outstanding season, an all-star level season, 22.5 points per game. He's now a 9-time all-star. He's got a great two-way game in the sense that he's a multiple-time all-defensive team selection as well. And he's really finding another level of his game, and clearly the Clippers, they're in win now mode. Not only do you have Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, but you also have James Harden. Those guys are all in their early 30s now, so the window in theory is supposed to be starting to close, and those three guys all need, well, two of those three guys need a championship for their legacy. And then Kawhi Leonard clearly has his already cemented to a certain extent. You get into a different class of player when you win that many championships and you do it with three different organizations. That would really be quite the feather in his cap. But for guys like James Harden and Paul George, they need a championship to take their legacy to another level. So Paul George looking to do that. And since he was the subject of that piece in ESPN, I'll take the low-hanging fruit. He's my pick for Clippers player to watch. Next up, stat to watch or Hornet to watch?
Let's switch it up a little bit. I'm going to go with a statistic to watch, and for me, I think it's the three-point shooting simply for the fact that the Clippers are a very good three-point shooting team. They're top 5 in the association, 4th, in fact, in three-point percentage. You go back to that game Friday that they had against the Magic. They were only 8 of 24 from beyond the arc, a little uncharacteristic, but if you go back to the game out in LA where the Hornets lost and ended up being 113-104, that was the day after Christmas as the Hornets started off on that very lengthy West Coast trip right after the little bit of a miniature Christmas break. Clippers ended up going 41% from 3 in that game, 14-34. More specifically, James Harden 6-for-12 from three. Paul George was 5-for-11 from three in that game. So I don't want to say it's maybe just the three-point shooting in general, but I mean, obviously when you have two guys that can shoot 50% from beyond the arc and they're both hot on the same night, that's going to be a little problematic. So I know that the Hornets have had their own issues with the three-point percentage. They're still one of the lower teams in the association, shooting only 26% from beyond the arc the other day in that loss against Golden State. So in general, I think the three-point shooting can be the difference maker in this one for either side.
I like the pick. That was honestly number one on my board, so I'll have to go in a different direction. Clearly, Charlotte has had a lot of issues, which has led to the record that they have now, 18-55 on the campaign. But one of the more frustrating ones, particularly lately, has been offense. With all these injuries, it just really weighed down how much the Hornets can score on any given night. They got to be really hot, really open, or at times both, or they're going to have a hard time reaching 100 points. And so you look for ways that they can goose the offense. And maybe one vulnerability for the Clippers is rebounding. They're a okay, they're not a great rebounding team. Hornets aren't, statistically speaking, a very good one, quite frankly. They're near the bottom of the NBA in rebounding percentage, but they've got a little bit of an edge in terms of defensive rebounding percentage as compared to the Clippers. And so with that in mind, I'm looking for second chance points. I'm looking for offensive boards and putbacks. I think that is an area of the game where the Hornets might be able to take some edges, some advantages. Now, the first meeting, Clippers won that category, 11 offensive rebounds compared to 8 for the Charlotte Hornets. And then if you look specifically to second chance points in that game, and that obviously leads to a certain level of advantage when it comes to second chance points in that game. So for Charlotte, you got to find some edges where you can, and I think that's one that might be a vulnerability for the Clippers.
Certainly makes sense. I mean, that's going to be one of the things that can kind of, I guess, transition into my Hornets player to watch, I suppose, which would be Nick Richards, just because of the matchup between him and Ivica Zubac. That's usually been one of the issues here for the Hornets, is trying to deal with one of those elite centers over the years. But Nick Richards has done a really good job holding his own here over the course of the last several months of the season now, ever since he's really became the bona fide starter with Mark Williams being out. You go back to that game out in L.A., and Zubac finishes with 18 points and 14 rebounds. It's a solid game, but I don't think it's one that really like blew the doors off compared to other ones in the past where we've seen, for example, like Jonas Valanciunas go off for like, what, 14 points and like 24 rebounds or something crazy like that. So I think Nick Richards has the ability to go toe-to-toe with Ivica Zubac. He ended up being a minus 21, Nick Richards was, in that loss out in L.A., so this could be a bounce-back game for him. He had 12 points and 8 rebounds against a unconventional center lineup, I guess, against Golden State on Friday. So this is more of a traditional matchup between Zubac and Richards. So I think that's why Nick Richards is going to be my player to watch for the Hornets.
All right, I like the pick. I'm going to go stat hunting here, which is often something I do when we're doing these game previews. And I'm going to go with Miles Bridges. He is a big number. I mean, a big number away from a, to me, it's significant. It's not a huge accomplishment. But Miles Bridges is already in the top 10 in Hornets history for overall career scoring. He's now up to 5,201 points after his team best 22-point performance the other night for Charlotte. So he's clearly had a great career with the Hornets and is climbing that ladder. He's 40 points away now from ninth in franchise history. He's 40 points shy from tying David Wesley for ninth in franchise history. So is it a huge thing? Are they going to write, you know, newspaper headlines about it? No. Am I going to mention it on the air? Of course I am. I tried absolutely everything. I knew he was 62 points away two nights ago. So, of course, I'm going to bring it up here. We're going stat hunting for this one. I'm saying Miles Bridges, 40 points away. It's not a career high. He had 45 earlier this year. But if he gets 40, I think it puts the Hornets in their best position to win this game. And I get to mention that he chased down David Wesley and is now ninth in Hornets franchise history for career scoring. So, double for me. I'm going to go with Miles Bridges as my Hornets player to watch. Watch. Obscure enough of a stat for you?
Sure. I mean, there's numbers that you throw out there that I don't even blink anymore. It just goes in one ear and out the other. I believe they call that selective hearing after you're married for a while.
What are you trying to say, Rob?
I'm just saying we've been working together for a long time.
Sure have. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the HHC. A reminder, tickets are still available for tonight's game. Hornets taking on the LA Clippers. And then tomorrow, it'll be night two of a back-to-back. Hornets will take on Boston Celtics, all part of this franchise record 8-game homestand, the longest in franchise history. Plenty more great games to choose from on the horizon. In addition to Boston tomorrow, you've got the Portland Trailblazers coming to town on Wednesday, Oklahoma City Thunder on Sunday the 7th, and we'll close out the home schedule on Tuesday the 9th when the Hornets host the Dallas Mavericks. Luka Doncic in town for that one. So plenty to look forward to. Definitely would love to see you at Spectrum Center. Bring that hive alive. Join us by visiting Hornets.com and grabbing your tickets today. Rob Longo, thanks as always for joining me here on the HHC.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Thanks. Thanks as well to Om Young-Misuk, the outstanding staff writer for ESPN, for sharing some time with us and for sharing his piece. Paul George is the model for a new generation of NBA players and NBA 2K gamers alike, most notably Brandon Miller, the super rookie for the Charlotte Hornets. Definitely go to ESPN.com and check out that piece today. And thanks to Om for joining us here on the HHC. Most of all, thanks to all of you for tuning in. For everybody here, I'm Sam Farber saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you with us. And we'll talk to you again next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.